Sick reports on cyber physical threats written by Holden Mann and read by an automated voice. Cyber and physical threat landscape facing electric utilities remains in quiet as dynamic and complex as ever in quiet, especially in light of recent in quiet geopolitical and economic developments in quiet. Officials from the Electricity Information Sharing and Analysis Center told members of NERC's Board of Trustees. At the quarterly open meeting of the Board's Technology and Security Committee on May 7, ESEC Vice President of Security Operations and Intelligence Matt Duncan cited recent threat assessments from the U.S. and Canadian governments that found in quiet a growing cast of malicious and unpredictable actors in quiet, posing potential dangers to electric reliability. Now, Russia, Iran, and North Korea continue to represent major cyber threats, with additional concern arising from criminals, political activist groups, and other non-state actors. Cyber warfare group in quiet remains the dominant threat, in quiet, Duncan said, pointing to an assessment from security vendor CrowdStrike that espionage and reconnaissance activities against U.S. financial services, media, manufacturing, and industrial organizations by Chinese actors increased 300% in 2024 from the previous year. This indicates that, in quiet, all of the naming and shaming that has gone on with U.S. foreign policy has not deterred the adversary from continuing to scan and preposition in U.S. networks, in quiet. Years have also seen a rise in malicious cyber activity by NQUAT, hacktivists NQUAT, which Duncan described as a catch-all term for activity by groups not officially affiliated with state actors, but associated with various causes, including conflicts between Russia and Ukraine, Israel and Palestine, and India and Pakistan. Last of these conflicts erupted the same week as the TSC meeting, and has already seen Pakistani cyber criminals claim to have breached Indian defense system. NQUAT, while they are not as sophisticated or as capable as an ace state actor or even a criminal gang, they employ a lot of the same tactics and can impact folks' reputation and cause disturbance to business operations, NQUAT, Duncan said. Quote, no electric outages have been caused by these groups, but they certainly have caused some website outages and some other high-profile events related to websites fading the electricity industry. End quote. Can also devote a significant part of his presentation to reviewing physical threats and the ESX response to them. Noted that information sharing across the industry improved significantly in 2024, with utilities voluntarily sharing 45% more physical security incident data with the ESX than in the previous year. At the greater information volume, Duncan emphasized that the number of incidents that affected the grid remained low in 2024. ESEC uses a four-level system for setting security threat levels. Level 0 indicates non-criminal activity. Level 1 is criminal activity resulting in no outages. Level 2 is criminal activity that results in outages for fewer than 10,000 customers. And level 3 is criminal activity resulting in at least outages for at least 10,000 customers. As two categories comprised around 3% of the physical incidents recorded for the entire year, around the average for the past 5 years. These incidents, the four most common types were theft, vandalism, blisk, damage, and intrusion, representing 35, 27, 25, and 12% respectively. Theft of car wire is a long-standing problem for electrical facilities. Duncan said the ESEC has also seen significant reports of optical fiber being cut. While this phenomenon in quiet a very concerning development in quiet, for both the energy and the telecommunications sectors, because it could lead to loss of communication with control centers. Did that perpetrators may be motivated by not sabotage but simple greed, because in quiet, the coding on the fiber optic cables looks very similar to the untrained eye in quiet, to that on copper cables. The less the ESEC continues in quiet, to ring the bell with government and our telecommunications partners. In quiet. And also pointed out the significant number of instances in which the parent motive was to cause damage, noting that in quiet, those are the types of hacks you want to focus a little bit more on, because somebody was actually trying to cause an impact and it wasn't. Quat, he noted that a large amount of violent rhetoric online discussed sabotaging the grid to achieve political gains. Sussman, the ESX vice president of stakeholder engagement, hinted at their in Quat, challenging times in Quat, facing U.S. Canada relations while promising that nothing would change the organization's engagement with its Canadian partners. Quat, our ESX is not just here for U.S. utilities but for all of the North American electricity industry, and our partnership with Canadian utility members and government partners is a critical one, in Quat, Sussman said. Quat, our shared commitment to the reliability and security of the North American power grid is paramount, and its foundation lies in these strong relationships. On Quat.